A problem that's been puzzling scientists for decades is the way our bodies recognize cold stimuli, and researchers at the University of Michigan have finally got to the bottom of it. They've identified the protein GluK2 acts as a sensor in our bodies for cold temperatures. And Sanya Farooq has been finding out more.
Since the dawn of life, organisms have needed to be able to detect and respond to the temperature of their immediate environment or things in it to stay alive. Temperature has a huge bearing on biochemistry, and so even microbes from 3.7 billion years ago, the earliest life forms we know about, needed to be able to react to changes in temperature to live long enough to reproduce, just as we do. For many years, scientists have known what helps living things sense heat? What makes us pull our hand away when we touch something hot, for example? A protein called TRPV1.
There are a group of protein they call TRP family channels. They can sense warm, cool, and hot. But we don't know which protein will sense cold. So in this work, we are trying to find that problem.
Wenwen Yang is a researcher at the University of Michigan's Life Sciences Institute and worked on the research recently published in Nature Neuroscience solving the mystery of what is responsible for our cold sensing abilities. Finding the solution could also have significant medical implications.
Exposure to cold, particularly chronic cold, can cause tissue damage and invoke pain. And cold-induced pain represents a severe health condition. And currently, there are no effective cures for cold pain. Our studies identify GluK2 as a new drug target for developing therapeutics treating cold pain.
GluK2 acts like a small sensor in our bodies that help us feel cold temperatures. A study in C. elegans, a species of millimeter-long worms, helped identify GluK2 as the cold-sensing protein in 2019. What was interesting about this protein was that it is also found in mice and humans. To test the function of GluK2, the scientists tested this protein in mice by removing the gene that makes GluK2.
We knocked out GluK2 gene in mice and detected different temperature control behaviors of mice. We found that while GluK2 knockout mice respond normally to mechanical and heat stimuli, they exhibit a specific deficit in sensing cold rather than cool temperatures, and are also defective in cold nociception.
GluK2 is not only found in the brain, where we thought it originally worked in receiving chemical signals to facilitate communication between neurons. It's also in the peripheral nervous system, our network of nerves branching out from the brain and spinal cord. In the absence of GluK2 in the peripheral nervous system, the mice were unable to process temperature signals and react to them. This tells us that GluK2 is not only responsible for making us think, but it also helps us feel things, specifically cold temperatures. What does this mean for all of us? Well, this finding could help us understand how and why people perceive temperature differently. Cancer patients undergoing specific chemotherapies, for example, can have painful reactions to the cold. And so, a better understanding of why we experience coldness could be a significant step forward towards therapeutic developments in these areas. Notwithstanding these avenues for further investigation, this is a crucial piece of the temperature sensing puzzle we've been missing for some time. With relatives of GluK2 dating back to single-celled organisms that may have been around when life began on Earth, these scientists have unearthed a truly ancient aspect of our biology, enough to give anybody interested in science the chills.
Sanya Farooq there, reporting on that amazing finding.